GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Now, you're welcome back. We're going to reflect on the weekend's hurling. Obviously, on Saturday, Galway were very comfortable winners over Offaly in the end. 5-18 to 2-15 was the final scoreline. And then in Parnell Park yesterday, we got a cracker. Dublin led for so much of the game, but ultimately it was Kilkenny, thanks to Liam Blanchfield, who came out on top. Dublin 3-16, Kilkenny 1-24. A really brilliant game. Not that it was much consolation to Pat Gilroy, who spoke to reporters afterwards.
We got a lot of the intensity that we were looking for. We used to the ball was good. We were aggressive all over the field, and you know, we have to build on that. We probably should have scored a lot more in the first half. That's something that we when we had a lot of possession, we didn't probably get far enough ahead. But look, there's lots of learnings there for us. But those, the biggest thing is to finish out the game. We didn't. When Colin went off, we really did struggle in the last 10 minutes.
You didn't get the win, but you did get a performance. How important was that? How big a boost is that?
The only thing that was important was to get a win. That's being honest. We weren't going up here to make up numbers or get a moral victory or anything like that. We were going here to win the game, and we wanted to win every one of these games to get into a Leinster final. So we're just massively disappointed. You know, this is not about performances. This is about wins. And it's at this time of year, that's what you're looking for. So you know, we'll take the positives out of it for sure, and we'll take the learnings out of it. Why we didn't win, but. At the end of the day, we were here to win the game, and we fully expected to.
And then Brian Cody spoke with Oisin Langan. He spoke initially of his relief, as you can imagine, in the dressing room afterwards. And then for Dublin, Owen O'Donnell dropped from midfield onto TJ Reid, and they had Sean Moran as a sweeper. And Oisin asked Cody if Kilkenny, especially in that first half, went too long and too direct and effectively played into Dublin hands.
Well, again, you see, it's when you're playing under a bit of pressure. We're always saying the lads make the decisions themselves. People talk about we have this new way of playing and everything else, and we're this, we're not. We hand it over to the players really, and they make the decisions. And you know, when you're under pressure in the game, you don't always make the best decisions with the ball. And that happened to us a few times, there's no doubt about that. And other times then, you know, we did very, very well. But that's hurling, that's the game it's played, and there's no set pattern, there's no set structure to it. They were very, very difficult to play against, there's no doubt about that.
How much will the younger lads take from today? I think you had 7 starting debuts in the championship, and you mentioned decision making there. Will they learn how to make decisions from a game like today? Because we saw them improve throughout the second half, and we saw when some of the more experienced guys came in, the decision making improved.
Yeah, well, you see, the reality is you can't buy experience. You know, you can't just pick it up or read about it and say, oh, no, I'm experienced. You can only gain experience by sampling what it's all about. I said after the league final, now teams go up several notches, not just one or two notches, it goes up several notches, because it's the championship now and it's a different ball game. And a lot of our players have been exposed to that for the very, very first time. And you don't just, I mean, you've got to learn your feet and realise what's happening on your feet. That's difficult, especially when the team you're playing against, which Dublin were playing out of their skins really, you know, and really, really hitting us. I mean, you get goals, you know, it knocks you back, and that knocks decision making back too. And that was the situation we found ourselves in. And again, to come away with winning, with all those things going on, to me, that's a terrific achievement.
And finally, normally after a championship performance, be it a win or a loss, you've a couple of weeks or maybe even a month to sit on it. It's not the case this time around. It's a quick turnaround. Is that good? Is that something that you like? Is that something that you think the lads will like? It's Offaly next weekend in Nolan Park.
It's tough. I mean, straight away injuries kick into it. We have lads doing exams yesterday, going back to exams tomorrow, third level college lads. This is the toughest month of their lives, and it's the toughest month of their hurling lives as well, say for the next few weeks. So it's tough going. Do I think it's the right way to go about it? I don't think it's the right way to go about it, but it's the championship we have, and we're going to start even out about it. No, I'm not. I'm just saying we're going to take on the challenges there.
Yeah, interesting points there from Cody at the end about the system. Kilkenny, by the way, have Offaly next up, and then Galway, and then they get a rest week. But we're all looking forward to that Galway game hugely already. And then Dublin go away to Wexford. And Pat Gilroy was as well saying to Oisin that they can't wait to get playing again. They're delighted to be playing again rather than dwelling on the defeat. Delighted to say we have All-Ireland winner Dahi Regan with us on the line. Dahi, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of this game. But I think, first of all, it's worth saying there is an excitement about the round-robin format. Brian Cody's points there notwithstanding. The sunshine was out. The crowd were crammed into Dunnycarney. There was an atmosphere there as opposed to 10,000 being lost in Croke Park. It was brilliant. I mean, it was a cracking start to the Leinster Championship.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, Joe. It was the same on Saturday night in Tullamore. It was just totally vibrant in a Bordnamona O'Connor Park crowd wedged in, great atmosphere in the town the whole day. And really, I think we're all looking forward to it, and the GAA must be applauded. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but they've been willing to change it. They've been willing to put their heads above the parapet and give the supporters what they're looking for, which is plenty of live games. And I think it's been a really, really good start. I think the interviews with both managers there spoke volumes. The directness of both, I mean, it's what we've come to expect from Pat Kilroy historically with the football side, and certainly with Brian Cody. Just no hiding or masking anything there. I thought it was extraordinary to listen to Pat Kilroy. The disappointment in his voice, they came to win and that was it. Not interested in the performance, couldn't care less about the performance. It was all about winning, and they set up that way. And have no doubt Dublin really believed that they were going to win that game. And it really shows how you can really treat the league in many, many respects, you know, totally irrelevant, and the irrelevance of the league to actual championship game, because Dublin were really poor in the league. And Kilkenny won it, and a lot of people, in my mind, got carried away after the league final, to be honest with you. It's all about championship. It historically has always been, and it always will be. And Dublin played yesterday with an intensity and a championship intensity that I think probably took Kilkenny by surprise. It showed up some of the frailties that are in Kilkenny and have been there the last couple of years. And Brian Cody acknowledged that. You can't buy experience. You cannot put a jersey on a guy and expect him to play, you know, mentally and physically with the demands that top-class hurlers can meet. And again, it was Owen Murphy was superb from long-range frees for them. You know, you look at TJ was held to a point, Walter was held to 2 points, but yet all the time you felt that this game was never going away from them. And that kept us all on the edge of our seats. It was a brilliant, brilliant game of hurling. Where it works in Kilkenny's favour now is they now have a really good draw against ourselves next weekend. And I just think that Dublin having to go to Wexford is a really bad one for them, to be honest with you. And hence, I think it doubles the exasperation that you could hear from Pat Gilroy there, that he believes phenomenally that they lost an outrageous chance yesterday to get 2 points on the board, because going to Wexford Park is going to be really, really difficult. And if they lose, it'll be forgotten how well they performed against Kilkenny. If they lose against Wexford, all of a sudden then it's coming down to themselves and Offaly and that kind of qualifier down to the lower levels. And that's not what Dublin had in mind. So how to lift themselves will be critical. And if Conal Keeney must, at 35 years of age, he was extraordinary. Wonderful example to young fellas how to mind yourself in this day and age as a top class sportsman. He was superb. And his going off an injury certainly didn't help Dublin, but Kilkenny were never gone out of that game.
Okay. You know, they were 5 points down still. I know there was a good bit of added time, but they were 5 points down with 5 minutes left of added time, and they hit Dublin 1-5 to a point. I mean, and do you come away with more question marks after the league, given that Dublin were so close to beating them, or does this actually further their credentials in your eyes because they managed to come back when they were below par?
It's an interesting question. Does it further their credentials? Personally speaking, not for me. Not for me right this minute, to be honest with you. I think Brian Cody will review that forensically. And I think his immediate reaction would be, thanks be to God we got out of here, because by God, if we had lost that, that really, really turns the tables on our season. So I think what it does is he's going to take a look at the calibre. Brian Cody is a wonderful manager and a wonderful man for looking at the individual that fills his jersey. It's one thing having talent, but Brian Cody, more than anybody, is a guy that looks at the fibre of the individual as to whether he is capable of standing up in the white heat of battle and do extraordinary things. It's easy to put decent players into a jersey and put them out, and you kind of don't know. Cody doesn't like unknowns with his players. He likes to know what a player is capable of doing under the most immense pressure. And there's still a question, and that's where he's coming from, Joe, when he's talking about that. He still doesn't know yet with a lot of these players as to how far they can go, as to what's in them and the depth that they're willing to go within themselves when games... Now, a number of them will have answered that question for him. There's still question marks about others. So the first reaction is, I'm thrilled to get out of here. We look at the video and it gives them great ammunition going into the game to say, listen, boys, in this new format that's there, we can take absolutely nobody, because there will be shocks. In both provinces, there will be results that we're not expecting. And that can be because of injuries picked up and maybe not great depth of strength. So we've got over the first hurdle. They will win next weekend against Offaly, and that sets them up nicely going into the rest of it, Joe. But there are still questions over some of the Kilkenny players, not about their talent, but about the fibre and the moral compass that they have when they pull on a Kilkenny jersey, are they the type of individual that Brian Cody demands his team is made up of? And that'll be answered pretty soon for us.
Mm. So you mentioned it's Offaly next for Kilkenny, and then it's Galway, and then they've a rest week. So you could argue it's setting up nicely for a showdown with Galway, and then they can put everything into that and then have a rest week. You obviously saw Offaly 2:15, Galway 5:18 on Saturday. Was there much to take from that game?
I would argue no. It was interesting. I was really interested listening to Gilroy talking about win. It was not about performance. Mm. It was about a win. Everybody in the country felt that Dublin had no hope of winning that game, but there was our management team, you know, fully believing it. We absolutely and fundamentally and actually did not expect us to win the game, and that is not a criticism. For us, a performance was really important for us, and to a point, we got it. There was honesty and integrity shown in the jersey, and that was good to see. There was still an over-reliance on Shane Dooley to score, and he responded, but I think it was 1-9 of his haul. All but 1-1 came from place balls. Joe Bergen was game, but Joe's a long, long time on the go. Outside of that, Cahill and goals conceded 5 goals, but actually got man of the match. Mm. Joe Canning was operating in second gear, and that's not a criticism because he'll do it when he has to do it. But I think Galway are a superb side. I think they're superb All-Ireland champions. They did what they had to do, but they scored 5 goals. They scored 2 in the whole of last year's championship. At times, they could have gone for points, but they went for the juggler, and that really impressed me.
Nice.
There's still that physicality there. We were big and strong and game up front, but we had no pace. And nowadays, you have to have the ability to have burning pace along with a great strength. And we just lacked that. And we did. We lacked it in the 90s and the noughties as well. But we met up for it in other ways. So it was good, and people were pleased to see that we didn't play with extra defenders, Joe. We went man-to-man on Galway, and they went out and hurled. And that was really enjoyable. So there was no kind of white flag up from the start. They just went out, and they gave everything they had, and they left it there. But we were beaten by the All-Ireland champions. So there's a sense of realism there as well. We played as well as we could against a really good side.
Yeah, no, accepted. And actually, nice for Galway to score some goals, given they went to an All-Ireland final last year without having hit the back of the net all championship. So maybe that's an interesting point. You're saying they're going for the jugular. But would you prefer Offaly to line up like that and concede 5 goals? Like, I see 5:18 and I think, well, maybe they're a bit too open.
Absolutely not. And that's the feeling from Kevin. And Kevin was very, very clear about it afterwards. Kevin Martin is his own man. I know this guy a long, long. He's his own man. And when he came into that job, without publicly speaking it, we all knew what was coming. And I mean, he has been very upfront with these boys from the very, very start. This is your responsibility. You're an awfully senior hurler, and this is the way you're going to abide by the way, you know, and the demands that we will place on you. It's been honest. The players have been honest. No was the answer to it.
Okay.
I went and looked at Offaly playing last year and maybe not conceding 5 goals, but it was pure misery from 5 minutes into the game to watch our 2 wing forwards play on their own 21, get the ball and aimlessly hit it up the field. We're so far back behind the 8 ball, Joe. We're coming from years of underperformance, of outside managers putting their own kind of destiny before the importance of Offaly by realising, oh, you know, pretty average team I've got here. I need kind of to shuffle the decks around here and keep scores down because of my own reputation down the line if I want another job. But Kevin Martin's not interested in that. He's looked at it and said, that's not what we're about. We're not going forward that way. We're going to go man to man. There'll be no excuses about fitness or anything like that. We'll be as fit as Galway and as everybody else, as fit as we can be. And then we'll go out and we'll hurl them. And we'll take beatings along the way, but we'll learn. And that will accelerate us getting back up to a better place by taking beatings like this, but learning man to man that there's no hiding place. I've got no sweepers behind me. I've got to man up and win my position. That will accelerate us getting back somewhere along to where we want to get to. He's got the whole backing of Offaly. He's doing the right thing. In our view, he's doing the right thing.
Well, very interesting to see how it plays out, because I thought the sweeper worked well for Dublin yesterday, and Tommy Welch was making the point, even though he doesn't like it and he's on the same page as you, that having Sean Moran going around there as a sweeper, it allowed the Dublin backs who were on their men to attack the ball with complete abandon because they knew Moran was there to sweep. And that was maybe the upside of having that safety blanket. Last question then. Dublin will go to Wexford straight away now, because I remember Conal Keeney was in this studio a couple of weeks ago and he was talking very seriously about Dublin making a real impact in this championship. And I don't know, you didn't know what to expect from them, but you now know that Gilroy has got through to these players and already there's a steal about them. So I can't wait for Dublin-Wexford next weekend. Conal Keeney's a huge loss, absolutely. But do you give Dublin, you must give Dublin a bit of a big chance now going to Wexford, or certainly a decent chance, more than you would have before yesterday.
That's a fair point, and I would, and based on what I saw yesterday, without a doubt, I would give them a far better chance. And it's Wexford's first game, but you see, what it's done is, it's allowed Davy to get his boys into training tonight or tomorrow night and sit them down and say, now, if any of you boys was under any illusions that what's coming at us next weekend, it's just been nailed. So in effect, what it's done is pre-armed and pre-warmed Wexford. But I don't think Davy would have been suckered in by that anyway. He's a smart coach. He'd have them wound up. But it's actually physically seen Dublin and what they can bring to it. I think may have even surprised Davy a little bit to the extent that Wexford will be really prepared. But Dublin need a win. It's as simple as that. He's not competing to try and beat Offaly and stay up in this championship. Gilroy wants to qualify for an All-Ireland quarter-final and further afield. So it sets it up absolutely brilliantly, Joe, and I agree with you. That's one to really whet the appetite. And you know, listen, it's a really good start to this championship. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen, but I like what's happening so far. I think GAA people love lots of games, and we can't complain about it.
No, it's true. Well, listen, we'll be talking to you about Dublin Wexford next weekend, and then the following week we've got Kilkenny Galway in Galway. So I mean, and that's just Leinster. So it's setting up beautifully. Listen, thanks a million. Talk soon.
Great to talk to you, Joe. Mind yourself. Bye bye.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.